Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Today, we are talking about Kyle Richards, because I, again, was getting a lot of DMs from people wanting a reaction to the most recent video she's in with her friend, in inverted commas, Morgan Wade, and what the hell is potentially going on there, what's not going on there. She's starring in Wade's video, Fall in Love With Me, in which they are seen, you know, like, being each other's love interests, feeding each other fruit, sharing a bubble bath, almost exchanging a kiss.
Of course,
she does the splits, of course. But this comes in the wake of her, like, seemingly split with Mauricio Umansky. But I suppose even before we get into that, who is Kyle? Why do people care about Kyle? We mentioned she's a Bravo celebrity.
Yeah, if people, this is literally is a quick synopsis for people who don't watch Housewives. But if
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Housewives, you will probably know her face because she's just, she's an actress originally, TV personality since 2010. She's been she's the only remaining main cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills since the beginning. She's been there from the start. She began as a child actress. She had a recurring role on Little House on the Prairie. And more famously, she had a part in Halloween in 1978, the horror film. And then she's been in the sequels, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, in 2021-2022. She's done, like, The Celebrity Apprentice. She came out with a Christmas film last year. Did you watch that? It was, like, The Real Housewives,
The Real Housewives of the North Pole. No, maybe we should do it as a Christmas movie club at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. I have her memoir.
She's Paris Hilton's aunt.
Yeah. Like, she's basically, she's Kathy Hilton's, like, half-sister.
Famous rich gal.
She grew up, she was born in Hollywood. She's grown up there her whole life, so she's a socialite. But she wrote a book, Fionnuala, which I wanted you to guess the title of, in 2011.
Queen of the Castle, Queen of My Town. Am I on the right track? No.
Yeah, kind of, but not really. It's the longest title of a memoir I've ever heard in my life. It is, Life is Not a Reality Show, Keeping It Real with a Housewife Who Does It All.
Oh, for isn't that crazy? Fuck's sake.
She shares tips
on relationships. I didn't know she had a memoir. I feel like I would have known.
Like, the book. Obviously, she didn't do well, or she would have. Yeah, she would have, like, talked about it more. So she is half-sister to Kathy Hilton, making her Nikki and Paris's aunt. All their kids, she has, like, daughters, they're all really close with Paris and Nikki. She has another sister, Kim Richards, who is also on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. As Fionnuala mentioned, she is married to Mauricio Umansky, who you might know from Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix, which it was kind of their response to, like, Selling Sunset, kind of, wasn't it? He was his real estate.
Yeah.
It's kind of their own version of that, where he runs business. But you have
the family dynamics of, like, the drama of, like, she's the two daughters are like working in real estate. The older gal has been involved for years, seemingly, in inverted commas, who the fuck knows. The younger one is coming in, and there's all these kind of fake narratives around like fake relationships and stuff. I started it and I didn't hate it, but I didn't finish it.
I watched it. I felt like it kind of just it ended without any like resolution. Like, do you know the way when like kind of the last season of Selling Sunset, where it just kind of ended without any like big, it didn't feel like the end of a season.
Yeah. So there's a second season of that too as well, which is important to remember when we talk about the next stuff.
Yeah, so her kids are named Farah Brittany, who she had from a previous marriage. She's 34. She has three daughters then with Mauricio, Alexia, who's 27, Sophia, who's 23, and Portia, who's 15, who has literally grown up on The Real Housewives. She's done 12 seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Can you guess or guesstimate what her net worth is?
Net worth? Probably a good bit, actually, because she has like a job outside of being like a housewife, whereas a lot of them sometimes don't. $30 million?
Oh, it's 100 million.
Whoa. Well, I suppose because it's with Mauricio and they have the property portfolio and stuff as well. And Who the fuck knows, though?
One of the highest paid members of the cast, like on Beverly Hills, like, and rightfully so, because she's pretty much a fucking producing the whole thing at this point.
Well, I was going to ask that, and I don't want to interrupt your flow, so if I am, tell me to fuck off. But I was going to ask, like, within the context of Beverly Hills, like, who is she for anyone who's not familiar or who hasn't watched that franchise yet, who doesn't watch the franchise at all? Like, why is it significant that she's still the only OG? Is she liked? Is she not?
She is kind of, I always view her as a producer on the show because she is kind of the one that instigates a lot of situations and a lot of falling out and a lot of like drama without getting herself like dragged in for saying stupid shit. You know what I mean? She's kind of, you can kind of sit back and watch her play chess with everyone else, but she's still really liked and really likable at the same time.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
It's kind of, I think she's super intelligent when it comes to television and what she's doing and who she's involving.